This week on Vox Talks, when our God is watching over us, do we take more risks? Welcome to Vox Talks from the Centre for Economic Policy Research. My name is Tim Phillips. If you've been listening to news stories about our secular culture, you might be surprised to discover that 9 out of every 10 people still believes in some kind of deity or deities. But do these beliefs affect how we behave? Specifically, does the feeling that our God is looking out for us encourage us to accept more risk? Well, that's the focus of innovative new research from an economic experiment that took place in Haiti. It's published in a CEPR discussion paper called Betting on the Lord. And one of those researchers, Emmanuelle Auriol of the Toulouse School of Economics, she's also a CEPR fellow, joins me today from the World Bank. Emma, welcome to Vox Talks.
Hello, Tim.
This has to be one of the most unusual field experiments we've ever described on Vox Talks. Briefly, what did you do?
Well, we ran a lab in the field experiment with 700 subjects in Haiti. What we asked them was to play a lottery, which was actuarially fair, which means that they could win the double if they win 60% of the case, if they were betting, and they could lose everything with 40% of the case. And they did so in a neutral setting, so with only the coin and the lottery, but also in a setting with religious images. And the interesting part is that playing with the religious images was costly. So you bet with religious images, you have less token to bet than if you bet in a neutral setting. We are very interested to see how they bet with religious images and without.
We're going to keep people in suspense as to exactly what happened. First of all, I want to ask you about why you did it in Haiti, because it sounds like an extremely difficult location to do a large-scale experiment like this.
Yeah, it was extremely challenging because the earthquake has not totally been wiped out. So the infrastructure is very demanding. The roads are not working. Electricity is not there. But on the other hand, it's a very interesting place to run an experiment like that because people are in a very risky environment. So they don't have insurance. And the lottery we play measure risk aversion. And the level of trust is very low among people also. So this is a very interesting other aspect of the context we were looking at. And finally, we believe it's telling us more things about what's going on in sub-Saharan Africa, for instance, but also in Latin America, where similar context, maybe less extreme, but similar context exists.
We know from institutional economics that it's very hard to explain what's causing what. We don't know whether the economic effect is caused by the culture or the other way round. Is it similar in this? Is this why you did an experiment?
Exactly, because the problem we know from macroeconomic studies that indeed it's very hard to know what caused what. So we know there is a correlation, for instance, between poverty and religiosity. But whether it is poverty that causes religiosity or religiosity that causes poverty, it's very, very hard to know. So the advantage of this type of lab in the field experiment is that you have clean causality in the end, so you can really measure what's happened. And we wanted to understand a very specific aspect of human behavior. When you don't have insurance, which is what is the impact of a religious belief on risk taking? And we know that risk taking is very important for growth.
If I'm one of the people who took part in this experiment, what is my experience going to be?
There was two things we wanted to learn. The first thing, whether to play with religious images that are significant in the Haitian context, namely Catholic religious images, Protestant one, and Voodoo one. So we make them play with this religious image in their cup and they bet with that. And we wanted to know what it make on the betting strategy of people. And what it make is that they all bet more. Huh? If you have a religious image, when you choose you bet, you are taking more risk. What also was very interesting for us, we give at the end of the fourth game, so one neutral and three with religious images, the choice to play another one, a fifth one of their choice. So they could bet in the neutral case with 10 tokens, or they could bet with a religious image of their choice, but with less token, because playing with religious images was costly. It cost either 2 or 3 tokens. We randomized that. And so it was not a cheap talk. It was really a costly decision. To my huge surprise, I must say, 60% of our subjects choose to play with religious images. It was a really costly decision for them to make. Also, what we can do next is to compare the behavior in the neutral case of those who decide to buy an image and those who choose not to buy an image. Mm. And what we see that the image buyers, they are taking more risk also in the neutral case. So those, in other words, that choose to buy an image, they are more risk lover.
Does it matter which religion that people believed in or the intensity of their religious belief?
So which religion in our context doesn't matter. There was no difference. For instance, when you add a religious image in the cup, everybody on average increased betting, and there was no significant difference between the type of image we provide. But you have to understand that Haiti is a very homogeneous society for religion. So everybody is more or less Christian, and everybody is more or less Vodouist. And in fact, Haitians change religion quite seamlessly when they are not very happy with the result of what they get from it. So it's a very homogeneous society. I think if we had, for instance, Muslim and Christian, maybe it would have been different.
I think what people are getting the impression of is that Haiti is quite an unusual culture. So does this have external validity? Can we generalize it to other cultures or outside of this experimental setting?
First of all, even in the Haitian context, you may wonder whether the choice to play with a religious image say anything about the religiosity of people. What we see is that we have, of course, a survey after the game. And what we see from the survey, what we learn is that those who choose to pay to play with a religious image, they are less literate. And they believe more in magic than the other subject. So there is clearly a pattern, and because we have questions in the survey that elicit information about the fact that they believe in magic things like non-natural deaths, for instance, and we see a strong correlation between that and the fact to play with religious images. So indeed, we believe that in the Haitian context, the fact that our subject decide to pay to play with religious image say something about their religiosity and the intensity of it. Now, the second question is, does we learn something from outside Haiti? I think yes, especially, the voodoo culture comes from Africa, sub-Saharan Africa initially. And so we see that in the African context, I have other experiments running there, we have very similar type of behavior. So we really believe that what we learn there tell us something about what's going on in other contexts. And even somehow in advanced economy, there are some experiments in the US where Catholic framing make people take more risk. So we see that it's not exclusively Haitian. I think it's more general than that.
But our economics textbooks at the moment, they tend to focus on how vulnerable people in risky situations cope by thinking about insurance in the financial sense. Does this very rational approach underplay something about how we behave in the real world?
Yes, I think that's maybe the most important message of this paper, that indeed, I believe that economists, we are very specific species and we have a very twisted way of thinking. So we believe always there is some rationality behind everything that people are doing. Mm. And so, for instance, the fact that people are very invested in their religious affiliation and churches or mosques, we interpret it as informal insurance. So you go there because people will know that you are a trustable person and they will help you in case of a bad shock, let's say. So this is the type of thing we see. What our paper suggests is that people go to churches or mosques because they believe in an interventionist God, which is not the mechanism economists have in mind. And so we might underestimate how important this type of motive is, this type of attitude toward risk and insurance is. And it might explain why also insurance is failing. There are many experiments in development where researchers try to either actually refer insurance or even subsidize insurance. What we see is that people don't take them, although they understand very well what these insurance are doing, because when you give them for free, they react in the right way. I mean, they take more risk. So I think one interpretation that maybe they believe the best way to get insured is to please God or the deities. And that's global insurance compared to a piecemeal one. So that's something that should be very important to economic outcome.
You are working at the World Bank at the moment. And so does this result offer any insights that might be useful in a policy sense?
I think yes. we help ensure poor people by understanding how they treat risk and also by not wasting money on experiment or even full-scale policies that are not going to work precisely because we misunderstand their behavior, the behavior of human being confronted to risk in very poor society without any global insurance. My take is that many insurance should be mandatory because people spontaneously are not going to take them. And that's something we do in advanced economy, actually. They prefer to do something else. So that's why you need to hold the car insurance. You need to hold apartment insurance when you rent one, etc. It's not a choice. It's something that the society imposes on you. And also, I believe that we should develop global minimum insurance, health insurance, insurance for the elderly, etc. And that's something that the World Bank is pushing to. So these things are good, they are public good, and they should be mandatory and automatic rather than really based on a simple willingness to take them.
Right, and certainly not based on what you believe about who might be protecting you outside of your insurance. Emma, that's fascinating. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure to be here today.
This paper's great, and it also references other interesting research, certainly that I didn't know about, on belief and decision-making, and it is called Betting on the Lord, Lotteries and Religiosity in Haiti. And the authors are Emmanuel Oriol, Delison Diego, Maleki Furati, Giuseppe Michel Florenza, and Paul Seabright. And it is DP14167 on the CEPR website. It's up there now. This has been a Vox Talk from the Centre for Economic Policy Research. We bring you the most interesting economic research every Friday, so subscribe, it's free, and then you won't miss an episode. And in case you do, there are 10 years of episodes at voxeu.org/vox-talks.